10-4-DJC.
For HGX, afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Patrick. You're on your way home, I guess.
A few minutes away. I'm on the other side of the black hole now.
It's been kind of warm out that day. It's not as bad as it has been, Dave. Hopefully the traffic hasn't been too bad for you today.
It's been pretty bad today.
We were in Greenville yesterday for a little while, and it was pretty bad heading back last night, heavier than I thought it would be for a Sunday evening. But we're going to head back tomorrow. Hopefully it won't be too bad heading back home tomorrow evening.
Rolled the truck over on its side, one of the Enterprise box trucks, up on the northbound side of 25 this morning, or right before lunch.
That's not a good time to have something like that happening.
I got hung up in that. It didn't set me back too bad, but I had to figure out a way around it.
To tell you last night that the, or yesterday afternoon when you were talking on your 991, that audio on that radio really sounds good. It's excellent.
No. Sometimes I wonder about it because location. But I was on my vertical last night, so it was about as high up as I can get anyway.
Good. The audio was really nice. It was, it was well-rounded, and it just had a good tone to it. My ears aren't that great, but it sounded really good to me anyway. It had a nice full sound to it. Of course, you had a really nice signal, too. I guess it's your propagation. Sometimes it works okay, and sometimes it doesn't work okay. But the last times you've been talking on your rig at home, it's really sounded nice.
I've put a lot of effort into that. Chad and Daniel both have helped me a lot with that one. We've spent a lot of time putting up the antenna and running cables. So it's good to know that it's finally paying off.
The hard work paid off because it sounds good. And the signal's solid, and it just sounds good all the way around to me. And I commented after you left, I can't remember who it might have been Danny, who I was talking to, that how good the audio sounded on that 991. I haven't heard that medium on 2 meters, but it sounded really nice. I was really impressed with it.
Talking to, and I heard y'all talking about it. I had to clear out so I could get ready for Sunday morning. I had to get ready for my Sunday morning opening.
It sounded great to me. I was really impressed with it. I meant to ask Chad last time he was on the pier. We got his 706 back.
Should have it back now. I heard him talking, I believe the first part of last week, about the guy calling him and telling him what it was going to be to repair it. So maybe he's got it back by now.
We do Tango Mobile.
Hey, Rusty.
And I'm off and on my way to rehearsal. So that's what's going up here today. And y'all had a good day today. Jerry?
Pretty good day today. Yeah, it's been reasonably nice here. I was going to mention to you, Rusty, Deep Power came back Friday afternoon and did a little work on the yard and filled in a hole that they left and did a couple of things. And the Deep Power guy came back this morning and he'll get somebody out this week to level up a little bit and smooth that and rake it and put some seed and straw down, so I was real pleased that they're going to do that. But it took some doing to get everybody coordinated to do it. So, go ahead, Patrick.
Line run to the house or something, Jerry?
Door. They built a new one, Patrick. And they instead of running for the poles, they trenched it, and when they trenched it, they just made a mess. It was a mess to me, but they just wiping out working on it last week and trying to level that, and she ain't got any business out there not working like that in the sun. Neither one of us did. And they cut a AT&T line that's got about at least 50 twisted pairs in it, and they couldn't, his pipe, contract pipe guys that were doing the trench, and they cut it about 2 feet wide, about over 3 feet deep, and it just made a mess of what little grass I got on that side of the yard. They couldn't do anything until the AT&T folks came and cleared it, made sure it was dead. It was. But I couldn't find out through the deep power and through the work order whether they'd actually called them or not. So we phoned AT&T and most of the morning, Friday, probably 2 or 3, 4 hours, I guess. And we thought I got some relief in it. The guy cleared it and they filled it back up. I was afraid one of my grandkids knows yet that. Get around that hole right there and step in it, or you tell kids to stay away from a hole dug in the yard, the first thing they do is go to it, check it out.
You tell a child not to do something, and that's the first thing they're going to try to do. Well, I'm glad you got with Duke Power, and they're doing their thing. Usually they're pretty good about it if you talk to the folks at Duke Energy. I mean, you got to call them and talk to them, but usually they'll work and all. It's just about as bad as when they come and cleaned out the state came out and cleaned out the side of the ditch on the side of the road up here, up on both sides of my driveway up there. And in the process, they cut my phone line coming to the house back then. That was many years ago. And I had a heck of a time getting I had to finally have the folks from the state call the phone company to come out and tell them, hey, we accidentally cut it, so, it needs to be fixed. So they would get into that. Otherwise, the phone company wanted to charge me a couple $100 to fix it. And I said, I said, the state did that, so... Well, I'm glad to hear that's doing better. And well, Patrick, how are sales going right now?
Not too bad. It's just kind of been up and down. I can't really predict or forecast what I need to do or anything like that. But all in all, it's been pretty good. But, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3's here. I'm getting ready to pull up to the house. So, Rusty, Jerry, y'all have a good evening. Stay safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
7-3, Patrick. Have a good evening. Well, Jerry, I guess it's just you and I. And I've only got about a 10-minute ride to get up to where I go to rehearse. So, depending upon how much traffic I run into up here around where 290 crosses 85.
Careful. Yeah, Rusty, the guys that did the work were great. So we didn't have a problem with them. And the pipe guys said they couldn't do anything else. Of course, I understood that, but they didn't communicate very well with us. They said they had to contact AT&T, but guys getting in touch with somebody at Duke Power, Duke Energy, that could get something done about it, it was just an ordeal. And finally, I got a hold of one young lady, and she knew what I was talking about, knew what we were asking to do, my wife and I were on different phone lines talking to different people at AT&T and Duke Energy, and other folks at AT&T told my wife it might be 3 weeks before they could get somebody out here to do it. I said, oh, no, that ain't going to happen. They get somebody in it pretty quickly because, when they start finishing up this house over there, they'll tell them what they're... What other kind of work, and they had the line running, just getting it clear to fill the hole back in. And I want to go ahead and get that stuff done so we wouldn't be worried about it. But the Duke guys and the pipe guys, they were all just as nice as they could be. But all the customer service reps, Duke was, she was just having a hard time understanding what we were saying. And it had been sitting out there for almost a week, and that was what we were concerned about. But like I said, they've got it filled in, and we smoothed most of it out ourselves. And hopefully they'll get in here and do a good job finishing up they're going to seed it and straw it. And, I mean, seed it and put some heavy hay over sometime this week. So hopefully they'll get it finished up the way we want to. Now all I need to do now, Rusty, is find a way to be able to afford to water the stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad I'm not on city water. I'm out in a well, so, and my well does pretty good. And also it, and I had had to put a new pump in 3 years ago because the one I had just bit the dust, and I mean, it just quit. And the guy come out and looked at it and said, nope, ain't nothing I can do to it, you know. Said it was old anyway because it'd been there for like 30 years. And he said, you just need a new pump. So we put a new pump in, and now it's a submersible instead of one that was up on the, you know, on top of the ground in a thing there. So they took care of it, and I've had, you know, good water and everything like that. So it just is what it is, and we have to deal with it. And like I said, I've had to deal with different things at different times all over the place. So, oh well, you know, we learned, live and learn, as they say. W2 T-Mobile.
Have a well. The company bought out this subdivision water. Is there out of Florida or somewhere like that? A lot of fresh stuff in the state, and they're just real difficult to deal with, too. We have a county water system. It really is just about five houses up from me, and it crosses the street into our subdivision, and these guys take it and charge us double for it. And then add another surcharge on top of that, and then add a neighborhood surcharge for the amount of water used in the whole neighborhood. So a typical water bill for us with just the two of us, which we don't water any grass and don't do anything extravagant, water is over $100 a month.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I could handle that. And all that's why I'm glad I don't live in the city limits of Spartanburg and aren't on city water, even in some of the county where they're on the public works, Spartanburg Public Works. Oh well, it is what it is, and like I said, I'm trucking along with mine, and you know, things are going all right now. So anyway, and like I said a while ago, I'm on my way to rehearsal now. And we took last week off because we had done a performance the week before, or the week before was Memorial Day, or that was last week. No, that was last week. We took that off. So we're back at it today now, and we got to rehearse tonight, and we got a performance next week. And then the 12th is when we got our performance, so that's next week. So we'll get that done, and then we don't have anything else till later in the year. And we're going to take 4th of July off, too, so that's always good. Anyway, I got a very good surprise this week, or this last week when my mail came. Got my electric bill. And it wasn't but $107. I ain't had an electric bill that low in I don't know how long.
I like to hear what mine is. I do hear your bill is like $66.
I mean, if you got natural gas or you got gas, then your electric bill will be a whole lot thing. But see, I live in a total electric unit. And heat, air, cooking, the whole nine yards is all electric. But I have cut back because I don't use my stove very much anymore, except to cook a few things on top. Mostly I use, in the oven. I don't cook anything in the oven. I just store a couple of a cast iron frying pan in there because that's a good place to store it. And, other than that, I've got an air fryer. I do roasting. I do baking. I do air frying. I do toasting, everything in that, and it doesn't use anything like near the energy that a range does.
You cook it anyway, but we're everything's electric here except the water. We got gas, a water heater. But our gas bill is more like $15 a month or $16. It's not very much at all. The gas is actually cheaper to heat with than electricity. It was this past year anyway. Saved us a good bit of money when I converted back to gas downstairs. I don't know about, who knows about next year or anything else, way everything's going, but it sure does feel better with that nice warm air. That 120 degree heat come out instead of that 85 degree heat. But regardless, anyway, it works for us pretty well. We don't do a lot of cooking at all, but I cook outside a good bit, but other than that, we don't make any big meals since it's just the two of us.
Also, go and purchase something, bring it back to the house and eat. You know, I'll eat at home, and I run the dishwasher every other night or so to whatever dishes I dirty up. So, and of course, take showers. But insofar as big cooking is like, I cooked a pot of chili yesterday, or no, Saturday. And then I went and had some plate, ate light lunch yesterday. And then I had chili today, and, I've got more of that. It's in a bowl. It's in the fridge. And I've got at least a couple more meals out of that if I want. And I'll do that, because when I cook, I'll cook something like a big pot of stew, a big pot of chili, a big pot of, spaghetti sauce, and then fix up things like that. And then I can put stuff in a bowl in the fridge and in the freezer, and then I've got meals, and all I got to do is heat them up. So that makes life a little bit easier, you know.
We used to do stuff like that. We do it occasionally now, but not very often. We just don't, we don't freeze a lot of stuff. We don't use the oven much at all, unless occasionally she'll bake a cake or pie or something like that. And I've got a standalone infrared that I use to preheat and cook some stuff with, because it cooks about 30%, 40% faster than a regular oven does. You don't have to preheat it. It works pretty good for the small stuff that we normally would cook like that. And of course, a microwave too. But we don't cook big pots of chili or anything like that anymore. Our daughter does a lot of that, but we don't, since it's just the two of us. We eat pretty light anyway. We're sandwich people, and sandwiches and stuff like that, more or less. And we'll go out maybe a couple times a week, grab us something to eat. Not quite as often as a lot of people do, but since it's just the two of us, sometimes it's cheaper, but the kind of stuff we eat is not any more expensive than fixing it here. And then you have to get through the other expense of getting the ingredients and taking the time to prepare it and cook it and clean it up and all that sort of thing. Sometimes it works out better for us to go out and eat or either bring something back.
It is with me, since it's just me there, and it's just cooking for me. But like I said, occasionally if I want something, like if I'm going to make a pot of soup or something like that, I'll make a pot of it, and then I'll put some containers back in the freezer, so I'll have some that I can just warm up. I can, put it in the bowl and put it in the microwave and warm it up, or if it's something that, like, something that needs to be warmed up, it would normally be warmed up in the oven. I can take and put it in a pan and put it in my air fryer, and that thing heats up that thing. If I've got to have something it heats up, it does a preheat in about 90 seconds, so it does not take long. And then I can brown stuff in there. I can cook stuff. I've cooked a cake in there. I've baked a pie in there. I've made cookies in it. I've made brownies. So, I do it that way when I do it, and that way it helps me out. Like I said, it doesn't take a lot of energy to run it, and it works good.
I have one of those. That may be the next thing on the list to try. But, our kids and grandkids will go out of the lake on Saturday or Sunday, and then they'll have tacos back here, and we'll fix a couple of pounds of hamburger meat, put it in the crock pot, and use it, but it's all gone. We don't have any leftovers with that much.
Unlike a friend of mine, when his family, his kids and grandkids all show up, and they eat him out of house and home. At least that's what he claims anyway. And, well, they started started working down here at Burns High School with the new additions they're making on for next year. They're adding on to this school. This will be the second time in the last 8 years or something like that. They've done more construction over here at this school. And so they're just, it's growing just like all the high schools over in this county. So anyway, well, Jerry, I'm about to reach where I'm going to be, and I need to do some maneuvering, go around a block, pull in and park the car, and grab my stuff and go inside for rehearsal. I will talk to you later. You have a good one. 73W2T, clear on your final.
Have a good one, Rusty, and you take care. Talk to you later. W2T in 4DGC clear.